The Rats in the Walls is a short story by American author H.P. Lovecraft, written in August-September 1923. It was first published in Weird Tales in March 1924. Plot summary. Set in 1923, The Rats in the Walls is narrated by the scion of the De La Poor family, who has moved from Massachusetts to his ancestral estate in England, the ruined Exham Priory. To the dismay of nearby residents, he restores the priory, plainly revealing his ignorance of the horrific history of the place. After moving in, the protagonist and his cats frequently hear rats scurrying behind the walls. Upon investigating further, and as revealed in recurring dreams, he learns that his family maintained an underground city for centuries, where they raised generations of human cattle. Some regressed to a quadrupedal state to supply their taste for human flesh. Maddened by the revelations of his family's past and driven by hereditary cruelty, the narrator attacks one of his friends in the dark of the cavernous city and begins eating him. He is subsequently subdued and placed in a mental institution. At least one other investigator, Thornton, has gone insane as well. Soon after, Exham Priory is destroyed. The narrator maintains his innocence, proclaiming that it was the rats in the walls who ate the man. He continues to be plagued by the sound of rats in the walls of his cell. H.P. Lovecraft, The Rats in the Walls. On July 16, 1923, I moved into Exham Priory after the last workman had finished his labors. The restoration had been a stupendous task, for little had remained of the deserted pile but a shell-like ruin. Yet, because it had been the seat of my ancestors, I let no expense deter me. The place had not been inhabited since the reign of James I, when a tragedy of intensely hideous though largely unexplained nature had struck down the master, five of his children, and several servants. And, driven forth under a cloud of suspicion and terror, the third son, my lineal progenitor, and the only survivor of the abhorred line. With this sole heir denounced as a murderer, the estate had reverted to the crown, nor had the accused man made any attempt to exculpate himself or regain his property. Shaken by some horror greater than that of conscience or the law, and expressing only a frantic wish to exclude the ancient edifice from his sight and memory, Walter de la Poa, 11th Baron Exham, fled to Virginia and there founded the family, which, by the next century, had become known as de la Poa. Exham Priory had remained untenanted, though later allotted to the estates of the Norris family and much studied because of its peculiarly composite architecture. An architecture involving Gothic towers resting on a Saxon or Romanesque substructure.